Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Bible Storyland with Blog Talk Radio. Oh, we just honor Father God this morning. Father, you are great, and you are the mighty I Am. You are my wonderful creator and the head of my life. Thank you for being my Lord and my constant companion. This morning, I honor each of you. I honor my spiritual father and mother, Bishop W. White Sr. I honor Dr. Juanita White, his wife, Lady White, my church family, my friends, my neighbors, especially my own family, my sister, Grace, my surrogate father, Frank, my niece, Deborah, and her family, my nephew, Dee, and his family, my aunt, Mildred, all my cousins, my aunts, my uncles. I love each of you, and I just thank you this morning for being on with us. I'm glad you joined us this morning. We are live here in Jacksonville, Florida, the largest city in the United States by area. I thank God for what he did, creating us in his mighty image, choosing us to be born with just the right parents in the right city with the right family. He knew exactly what we needed. He's an amazing God, and he knows the end of our lives from the beginning. What a mighty God we serve. He is so amazing and able to do far greater than we can even think or imagine. Let's pray this morning. Father God, we just come to you, and we thank you for your glory, your glory, your glory. We thank you for your divine presence this morning, Father God, because truly we can do nothing without you, Father. We're truly dependent upon you, Father God, as a baby's dependent upon his parents, Father God. And so we thank you for being here this morning. Lead and guide us by your spirit. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I lift up each and every person on the line in Jacksonville, in Alabama, in New Orleans, in every city in the United States, Father God. And I just want to thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing. I especially ask you to bless the children and their families, Father God. I pray a hedge of protection around every child in the United States, every child in every country, every continent, Lord. I thank you for the children, Father God, being blessed and highly favored of you. Draw the children closer to you, Father God. I thank you for providing mightily for them because you are a great and mighty provider. So I thank you for the leading of your Holy Spirit this morning, Father God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles out. This is Bible Storyland, and I'm going to read to you from the Word of God this morning. I'm going to be reading to you from Proverbs chapter 1. Excuse me. So get your Bibles out. I'll give you a minute or so to find Proverbs chapter 1. You know, Solomon was a very wise man, and he talked to his son. And so today we're going to be talking to all the children of God, no matter what age you are, but especially our children. So Proverbs 1, I'm going to begin. The Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, who was king of Israel, given to grasp wisdom and discipline, to understand deep thoughts, to acquire the discipline of wise behavior, righteous and justice and fairness, excuse me, to give insight to gullible people, to give knowledge and foresight to the young. A wise person will listen and continue to learn, and to understand, an understanding person will gain direction, to understand a proverb and a clever saying, the words of wise people and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Stubborn fools despise wisdom and discipline. My son, listen to wisdom. Listen to your father's discipline. And do not neglect your mother's teaching, because discipline and teachings are a graceful garland on your head and a golden chain around your neck. My son, if sinners lure you, do not go alone. If they say, come with us, let us set an ambush to kill someone. Let's hide and ambush innocent people for fun. We'll swallow them alive like the grave, like those in good health who go in the pit. We'll find all kinds of valuable possessions. We'll find out homes, with stolen goods. Join us. We'll split the loot equally. My son, do not follow them in their way. Do not even set foot on their path, because they rush to do evil and hurry to shed blood. It does no good to spread a net within the sight of any bird, but people set an ambush for their own murder. They go into hiding only to lose their lives. This is what happens to everyone who is greedy of unjust gain. Greed takes away his life. Wisdom sings her song in the streets, in the public squares, and raises her voice at the corners of noisy streets. She calls out at the entrance to the city. She speaks her words. How long will gullible people love being so gullible? How long will you mock? Will you mockers find joy in your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Turn to me when I warn you. I will be generously pour out my spirit for you. I will make my words known to you. I called and you refused to listen. I stretched out my hands to you and no one paid attention. You ignored all my advice. You did not want me to warn you. I will laugh at your calamity. I will make fun at you when panic strikes you. When panic strikes you, take like a violent storm. When calamity strikes you like a windstorm. When trouble and anguish come to you, they will call to me at that time, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They refuse my advice. They despise my every warning. They will eat the fruit of their lifestyle. They will be stuffed with their own schemes. Gullible people kill themselves because of their turning away. Fools destroy themselves because of their indifference. But whoever listens to me will live without worry and will be free from the dread of disaster. So, Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word this morning. Oh, Father, we just thank you that your word, you honor your word above your name. I thank God for each of you this morning. God loves you, and so do I. I appreciate each of you taking time to be on the show this morning, Bible Storyland. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Well, this morning we have some wonderful guests this morning. They are children of the Most High God. We have Sister Elena Thomas, a wonderful author of a book. We also have Tishana LaPierre, a young soloist. She's 20 years old and a child of the Most High God. God just loves children and young people. So I thank God for each of you. I honor you this morning, Father God. You are the great and mighty I Am. You are great and greatly to be praised. Miracle birth, 2010, 75-year-old great-grandmother gives birth after 26 years of pregnancy. Through long years of labor and much prayer, she gave birth to a spiritual baby called Grandma's Helper, born on December 22, 2010, a great and wonderful book, Grandma's Helpers. She wrote Grandma's Helpers for families and especially for grandmothers. She believed God, and she did not give up. Sister Elena Thomas is the founder of Shining Light Ministries, a ministry she received from God through spiritual visions captured in paintings. She is also the founder of Positive Confession School. It is a ministry for building self-esteem through confessing the word of God with others. She has a special gift for capturing golden moments. One of these moments include praying, singing, and reading the word of God to the sick, the downtrodden, the bereaved, and those who will receive the word. Thank you, Sister Elena, for being on this morning on Bible Storyland. How are you this morning, Sister Elena?
Oh, I'm just fine. Praise the Lord. have a lot to be for.
He's in New Orleans, everybody. So, Sister Helena, I'd like to ask you a question this morning.
Sure.
What inspired you to write Grandma's Helper?
Well, I tell you, what encouraged me was my little tiny grandson. I was caring for him, and I would put little notes on the refrigerator to remind myself what to do each day. And one day I looked up there and I saw so many notes, I was surprised that I was forgetting. I didn't know I was making changes in my life. And then I said, oh, my God, if I'm forgetting like this, I said, I wonder if other grandmothers forget. Then I proposed in my heart that grandmas need help. So I decided to write a book for grandmas, and it's called Grandma's Helper. And it's fully illustrated in full color. And each page speaks on the subject of the scripture according to what the subject is about.
Okay, that sounds wonderful, Sister Len. You're encouraging me already. How is Grandma's Helper special?
Well, Grandma's Helper is special because with Grandma's Helper, it's designed especially for children of all ages to stimulate their understanding of God's Word. And it's filled with scripture, readings, and detailed photographs to walk in the doorway of understanding and the knowledge and the strength of God's Holy Word. So it's really designed for children, even grandmas, grandpas, moms, and dads, too, because it really gives you an insight of what happens around the world, and each thing that happens in the world, there's a scripture for it.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, what could you tell us, what could you tell grandmothers today that would help them with their grandchildren, the rearing of their grandchildren?
Well, I would tell them that if you want to be a success with your grandchildren, you must first plant the seed. And the seed is the Word of God. And with my grandchildren, I started off when they were babies. I sang songs to them, sang hymns. In fact, I'm still doing it when I'm around my great-grandson today. I start off with singing hymn songs. Because you see, the Word says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. So giving them a song of lifting up the spirit. So even a small child, you don't know what's going on in their little lives and in their little minds. But encouraging with songs and praise and the Word, that is really something that fits them for the day. And then when he goes out to school and I'm around him, I give him a positive confession to go out when he speaks, when he goes to school. I tell him, I'm blessed going in, I'm blessed coming out. Going in, blessed coming out. And I just give him all the words I can give him as he walks out the door to fit him for the day when he goes out to school.
Amen. He's a blessed young man to have you, Sister Elena. I know other children will be blessed by the book, and especially if people purchase the book and read it to their grandchildren, they'll be so blessed. Well, Sister Elena, how can people purchase your book?
Well, they can write me at my post office box, and that way we can talk more about the details of concerning it. And my post office box is Post Office Box 531453, New Orleans, Louisiana, zip code 70153.
All right, can you give me that Post Office Box again, that number?
All right, it's Post Office Box 531453, and the zip code is 70153, New Orleans, Louisiana. And if I might just say one more thing to the listening audience, don't allow procrastination to stop you from being what God wants you to be. That putting off comes from the devil. Press through. If I could do it in 26 years, you can too. So press in and do what God called you to do.
But Sister Elena, we are so blessed this morning. Don't forget what Sister Elena said to get her book. You can write her at Helena Thomas, P.O. Box 531453, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Now, the book is in brilliant color and has great, great illustrations in it. So purchase the book from her, and you will be truly blessed. She is truly a great woman of God. All right. Thanks again, Sister Lena. We next have a young woman.
You missed quoted
yes.
The zip. It's 70153.
The zip code?
Yes, 70153.
70153, please. 70153.
Yes.
Thank you for that correction. Thank you, Sister Lena.
Okay.
All right. We're truly blessed this morning. We have grandmothers. We have young people. We have a young lady. She's 20 years old. She attends church where I go at the New Life Temple Church in Jacksonville. Truly a godly young woman. This is her second year in college. Her name is Tashana LaPierre. Am I saying your name correctly, Tashana?
Yes, my name is Tashana LaPierre, and it's my third year in college.
And this is your third year in college?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. So sing, give God glory.
Okay. I wrote this song during my freshman year in college because I had a lot of stress, I guess. And it's called Trusting in You. I've tried and tried to do it on my own, but all I do is fail. I've given you close to everything, but still I can't prevail. Trusting in you. Trusting in you, Jesus, is what I've got to do, oh Lord. Trusting in you, trusting in you, Jesus, is what I've got to do. So here I am, surrendering all to you, laying it all at your feet. Here I am, surrendering all to you, laying it all at your feet. I need you, Jesus. I need the Lord today. I need you more than ever. I need you to make a way. Oh, I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need the Lord today. I need you more than ever. I need you to make a way. Trusting in you is what I've got to do. Oh Lord, trusting in you. Trusting in you, Jesus, is what I've got to do.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, my
Thank
God,
you.
My God. Our youth are so blessed. They're blessed by the best. Our Heavenly Father, He's wonderful. So that was a great song. Thank you. I'm waiting for that CD to come out. With that song and many others on it, Tashana.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, that was so awesome. I'm just so proud of you. Every time I hear you sing, I just feel the anointing. It's just so great upon you, and I love you, my darling.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank you for the
listening
to the show.
All righty, you're welcome. All right, my Bible Storyland guest today, have you ever been driving down the street and you realize you were lost and a voice out of nowhere says to turn right, but you go left because you didn't know if you really heard a voice or you imagined it? But when you turn left, you realize about half a mile you were going the wrong way. And so you turned around and went the way the voice said to go, and you realized you were going the right direction then. Another time, maybe you were cooking, and the phone rang in another room. So you rushed to answer it. After you talked to the person calling a few minutes, you heard a voice say, "Go in the kitchen." Then you remembered you had left the stove on, and you got there just in time to keep your food from burning and to turn the stove off. Another time, you were watching TV, and you clearly heard someone call your name. So you asked everybody in the house, and they all said, "I didn't call you." Every person in the house said, "I didn't call you." What or who was calling you each time? What or telling you what to do each time? You realized that the voice was somewhere inside of you that called to you, and it even knew your name. Could that someone's voice that you heard have been God, the Holy Spirit, helping you getting your attention? How often do we say, "Something told me this or that"? Our story today is taken from 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 21. "Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? Samuel, Samuel, why don't you answer me? I'm calling your name. I'm calling your name. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. I hear you calling my name. I hear you calling my name." The title of our story today is "The Boy Who Could Hear God's Voice." First, I want to tell you a little history on this young man. Even before he was born, his mother prayed for him. So young people who are married and you want to have children, pray and ask the Lord. His mother was very, 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 very sad because she had no children. And during that time, children were very important in families. And every woman wanted children. So her husband's name was Elkanah, and her name was Hannah. Her husband loved her and wanted her to be happy, but nothing he said seemed to help. Hannah was a godly woman who went to the temple to pray. She knew if anyone could help her to give her her heart's desire, that was to have a child, she knew God could. So one day while she was in the temple praying, Hannah was praying so hard, the priest thought something was wrong because she was not praying out loud, but she was weeping. Eli, the priest, spoke sternly to her, and she told him she was sad, but she didn't say why she was sad. So Eli told her to go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant her request. So she went away, and she was after she went her way, Elkanah, Hannah's husband, and the family worshiped God. Later, Hannah became pregnant, and she gave birth to Samuel, a son. And Samuel's name means "hear God." Now, here's what Hannah had vowed to God before her son was born. She prayed to God that he would give her a man-child, and that she would give him back to God was the promise that she made. So Hannah kept her promise. When Samuel was old enough, Hannah took Samuel to the temple to be taught The Ways of God by Eli, the priest, that had prayed for her before Samuel was born. Our story begins today with Samuel as a boy, serving the Lord with Eli, the priest. In those days, the prophecy from the Lord was rare, and visions were very infrequent. Eli was gone to bed one night in his room. He could no longer see as well as he used to. Samuel was asleep in his room. In the temple was kept the Ark of God. Then the Lord called to Samuel, "Samuel, Samuel." "Here am I," Samuel responded. He ran to Eli and said, "Here am I, you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So Samuel went back to bed and lay down. The Lord called Samuel again, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli again and said, "Here am I, you call me?" "I didn't call you, son," he responded. "Go back to bed." Samuel had no experience with the Lord because the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Yet, Samuel was still obedient. The Lord called Samuel a third time, "Samuel, Samuel." So Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here am I, you called me." Then Eli realized that God was calling the boy. "Go lie down," Eli told Samuel. "When he calls you, speak. Say, 'Speak, Lord, I'm listening.'" Don't forget, when he calls you, say, "Speak, Lord, I'm listening." So Samuel went to lay down in his room. The Lord came and stood there. He called as he had done at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, I'm listening." Then the Lord told Samuel, "I'm going to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears it ring." Then God revealed to Samuel a secret. How many of us has God revealed a secret to? How many of us are listening to God's voice? God said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams and your young men shall see visions. Parents, your sons and your daughters, have they spoken things to you that has come to pass or maybe happened, you know, later? Does God speak to you, young people? Do you have a relationship with God? Does he give you advice? Does he help you on your test in school? Does he teach you things you don't even know how you learned except that God taught you? Can you play an instrument but never took a lesson? Can you sing to the glory of God but yet you never took voice lessons? Parents, have you prayed for something specific and God answered your prayers? I think about things God has done for me or for you. Think about those things that he's done for you, and how he keeps on doing them, how he never stops doing them. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He promised in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He promised whatever he promises, he will carry it through. He promised whatever you ask in his name, believing he will grant it. God is not a man. He doesn't lie. He keeps his word. Trust God. I pray that something that I've said on the show today will help you and that will deepen your faith in God. Seek God. Trust him. He is the answer to all things. Whatever you're going through, take it to the Lord and leave it there. Parents, this morning I want to ask you to pray for your children every day. Train them up in the way that they should go. Take them to worship at the church where you worship. Proverbs 22:6 says, train them up in the way that they should go. What is that way? That way. That's God's way. But parents, you have to learn God's ways in order to teach your children. Even very young children can be taught about God through songs. Even when they're babies, they can see you on their knees. And when they're old enough, they'll kneel and pray also. The songs that they hear, that you sing, or they'll play, they will praise and worship the way you do. You can say to them, you can pray over them, you can pray for them, and as they get older, you can teach them. When they see how you praise God, they will imitate you. So train up your children in the way they should go. In the way they should go is God's way. To my young people, how many of you have heard God's word? Be obedient to his voice like Samuel. How many of you have a relationship with God? Do you have your own personal Bible? Is your name on it? That's not necessary, but you probably need your own personal Bible, one that you can read and study, one that you can understand. Ask God to help you understand his word, the Bible. Do you have gifts, my young people, and talents from God? Maybe you can play an instrument, sing a song, or lead others to Christ, or pray, or preach, or teach God's word. Maybe, young people, you can write a play. Maybe you work with children, or draw, or whatever gift or talent God has given to you. Use them to give you glory. Don't forget, God loves you. God loves you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. I want to ask you a question this morning, my radio listeners. Is there anyone who needs prayer this morning? Anybody needs prayer? Okay. If you need prayer later on, you can reach me at this number, 504-931-7399. If you need prayer later, you can reach me at this number, 504-931-7399. Now, last week we had Father's Day, and there were some fathers on the phone that says, I'm the father of. So this week is Mother's Day. So mothers, I want you to speak up and let me know who you are. So press 1 if you're a mother and let me know who you are and say, I'm the mother of. It's a contest. So last week we had some fathers on. Okay, I see someone, a mother raised, a mother wants to speak. Yes, you're on the air. You're the mother of?
Xavier Paul from Slidell, Louisiana. And my name is June Paul. My son,
hey,
Xavier,
man.
Is 48 years old.
All right, and 48 years old. God bless you. I thank you for being on this morning. Any other mothers?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Paul. Did you have anything you were saying? Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say Sister Helena's book, Grandmama's Helper, I have a copy of that, and it's so beautiful. There are colored pictures of children and situations and everyday teaching and scriptures on one side of the page, and the other side on the right is in a black and white, and they are really wonderful, the pictures are, and the scriptures. So they're good for children and good for adults. And I want to thank you for letting Sister Helena come in, Sister Helena Thomas. I enjoyed your program very much. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you. All right, I see another mother right here. All right, another mother. You want to say who your child is? Sister Deborah, is that you? Okay. Any more mothers? Come on. We're in a contest. Anybody else? Mother. Let's see here. All right, caller. 504 number. You're on. Who's your child? Sister Elena, you have a child?
Oh, yes, I have one son, only one son, and he's been trained in the way he should go, and I thank God for this program because you're doing a wonderful job, and the word is going forth, and I know people are being blessed, and I have tremendously been blessed today hearing the word, and this you're seeding into the airways blessings that will never return void, because he said in the word, his word will never return void, but it will accomplish that unto which it is sent.
Amen. All right. Any other mothers? Come on, press one, mothers. Don't be shy. I know I got other mothers on here. Press one. All right. Mothers. We're looking for mothers. All right. There's another mother right there. Very good. All right. I'm looking for mothers. Yes, mother. Hello?
Hello?
Mother, you're on the air. 504-486 number. Are you a mother?
Yes.
All right. Didn't say anything. Let's see. Go to the next one. All right. Here we go right here. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly.
Okay. I'm the mother of Deborah and Frank and the grandmother of Heather and the great-grandmother of Isaiah.
Amen. That's my sister, you all. She's in Ohio. I love you, Grace.
Love you, and God have a God blessed day.
You too. Thank you. All right, come on, some more mothers. We only had three mothers. I know there are more mothers on here. Press one, my mothers. Any more mothers want to say who your children are? We're in a contest. Okay, come on. We don't want the fathers to win. Maybe y'all do, mothers. All right. No more hands. Okay. So, let's see. Anybody else? No more mothers. Press one. Okay. Well, I know you all, several other people have children on here, but it's all right. So now I thank God for each of you. Next week is going to be Children's Day. Call your grandchildren, your children. Tell them to get on the line. You dial the number. Let them listen in or give them the number if they're old enough. We're going to have a very special day for children. Lots of singing, praising with the children. So don't forget, call in. Call in around 5 minutes to 9 or so you can be on. If you're in New Orleans, it's going to be 5 minutes to 8. Are you in certain other cities? We're on Eastern Standard Time. If you're in another time, you'll need to call in maybe at the time 8 o'clock. All right? So I thank God for each of you. Don't forget Children's Week next week, special time. So adults, grandmothers, grandfathers, we're asking you to be on next Saturday. That's January 22nd. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So I love each of you. I appreciate each of you for being on. I look forward to speaking to you on Bible Storyland next Saturday and every Saturday at 9 a.m. God bless you. Have a God-filled day. I love each of you. Is there anyone else that wanted to say anything this morning? All right. Go ahead, Sister Lynn.
If no one is pressing in right now, I could always give an insight of the goodness of God. I'll just make this very quick. God will take care of you when you're sleeping. I went to a library one day, and I was it was early, so I said, well, I'll sit out on the park bench a little bit, and I had a little munched a little something, and it's so nice and beautiful out there. I said, well, I'll take a little nap before I go in there and do my writing. And while I was sleeping, all of a sudden, the Spirit of God woke me up. And as it woke me up, I sat up quickly. And I sat up, and there about 12 feet or 15 feet away, a man was coming toward me. And he was coming fast. And I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he stopped suddenly. And he bent his head down, and I could perceive what he was thinking. How did she wake up? And he turned, and instead of coming direct toward me, he made an L shape and went the other way. So I just wanted to give an insight how God will protect you if you live in that word. He said he'll preserve you from all evil. He'll preserve you, and you're going out and you're coming in. So I just want to encourage the audience, anybody out there, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. See, get your mind out the way and put God's mind in the way. Put his mind there, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. So I just want to encourage somebody out there that might be going through that needs a closer walk with God.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Elena, for that encouraging word. That's the author of that book that I told you about, Grandma's Helper, don't forget. Now, there's someone else that just pressed in 504-267 number. You wanted to say something?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Linda, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad you're on. That's my friend from New Orleans, you all.
I'm impressed with the program. I enjoyed every moment of it with Samuel, the story of Samuel. And it's great. And I hope many listeners are listening because this is the word they need to hear every Saturday to go for. Amen.
Amen. I thank you for being on again this Saturday. Thank you for the encouragement. Anybody else? We have some more time. Does anybody else want to say anything? All right. I thank my guest this morning, Sister Helena, a grandmother, a great-grandmother. I thank my other guest, Tashana, a young woman, 20 years old, going to college. This is her third year, so I just encourage you, Tashana, to reach to the highest in Christ. Make sure you're keeping your relationship with God and having godly friends around you and say prayers for you. We will be praying for you, Tashana. And all of my listeners, my sister, all of my family, I just thank God for each of you, my friends and my neighbors. I'm just so happy that you all join us on Saturday mornings, especially this morning. So I want to, Dr. June Paul, would you like to say a prayer this morning for our children and for the listening audience this morning?
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Catherine. I appreciate you so very much. Dear Father in heaven, in the name of your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you. Thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you for the breath of life, your breath, O God. Hallelujah. Precious Lamb of God, we adore you. We glorify you. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for generations to come. We thank you, Lord, for this generation in the name of Jesus, for the children and for our children's children. Thank you, Father, that you've given us the authority of your word where we can pray for our children, O God, where we can leave an inheritance for our children, a godly inheritance, a spiritual inheritance, and natural inheritance, O God. And we thank you and we pray right now, O God, for the parents and the grandparents and the friends of those who are ministers, who are ministering to children and taking care of children, those children who are in foster homes, O God. Thank you, Father. Lord, make them all, we pray that they will all come to know you as their personal Savior. Baptize the children in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. God, send godly teachers. Hallelujah, and let the teachers and the parents, hallelujah, and the ministers teach them the word of God. Teach them how to witness to lost souls in the name of Jesus. Raise up an army for you, O God, and we pray for the laborers to come into your vineyard. For you said that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. But in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, again, and we love you, our soon-coming King of Glory. Bless the children and bless our sister, O God, hallelujah, and all of those who are listening today, and heal the sick, hallelujah. Comfort those who've lost loved ones. Bless your people everywhere in Jesus Christ's name. Thank God, amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Appreciate Glory that prayer Christ. This morning. Well, we want to continue in prayer. Don't forget, please pray for our children. There's so much happening to our children. I don't know what's going on, but God knows. If you pray for your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor's children, your friend's children, your church family children, just pray for the children that God would protect the children, that he would keep them from all harm and danger. It's just so much going on, so I lift up the children this morning to you again, Father God. I ask you, Lord, to put a hedge of protection around them, Father God. those children and families that are not saved, Lord God. Save them. Allow them to get to know you, to have a relationship with you, the Most High God. Father, not only in the United States, but in every continent in the world. I lift up the children this morning, Lord God. And, Father, I ask you to remove any fear from them. I meet children, Father God, on the street who are fearful they may not live a long life. And, Father, I thank you for bringing them out of darkness into your marvelous light. And, Father, I pray that you will continually speak to children, Father God, and that they would obey you like you spoke to Samuel, Father God. And thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing for your children's behalf, Father God. I thank you for them being provided for and protected, Lord God, in their homes, in the street, in the schools, Lord God. I lift up every school, Father God, Heart to Heart Christian Academy, Trinity Christian Academy, Zion Hope Christian Academy, Father God. I thank you for Christian schools and other schools, Father God. Oh, Father God, where the door has been closed to you, I thank you, Father God, that the doors will be opened again to you for you to come in, Father God, for you to protect our children in the schools, for you to walk with them down the street, for you to talk with them, Father God, for you to be a lamp and a light to their pathway. And we honor you this morning. We bless you. I thank you for every listener this morning. Go into their households and bless them this morning. Provide protection. Provide provisions for them. Bless them and their entire families, Father God. Everybody they come in contact with, Father God. May we honor you and give you glory, 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 glory. Do unto your holy name. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Have a God-filled day, everybody. Love y'all. Bye-bye. See you next Saturday.
Bye.
Next Saturday.
Bye.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Carissa.
Amen. All right. Call me later, Linda.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.